called him Boss Jack. But down home he was an elec jack.
Get out and look up at the sky. And I do this to remind me that I'm really, really tiny in the grand scheme of things, and sometimes this terrifies me. It's only really scary cause it makes me feel serene in a way I never thought I'd be, because I've never been so grounded and so humbled and so one with everything.
I am grounded, I am humbled, I am one with everything.
Rock and roll is fun, but if you ever hear someone say you are huge, look at the moon, look at the stars, look at the sun, look at the ocean and the desert and the mountains and the sky. Say, I am just a speck of dust inside a giant's eye.
I am just a speck of dust inside a giant's eye.
When I saw Genevieve, I really liked it when she said what she said about the giant and the lemmings on the cliff. She said, I like giants, especially girl giants. Cause all girls feel too big sometimes, regardless of their size. When I go for a drive, I like to pull off to the side of the road and run and jump into the ocean in my clothes. I'm smaller than a poppy seed inside a great big bowl, and the ocean is a giant that can swallow me whole. So I swim for all salvation and I swim to save my soul, but my soul is just a whisper trapped inside a tornado. So I flip to my back and I float and I sing. I am grounded, I am humbled, I am one with everything.
I am grounded, I am humbled, I am one with everything.
So I talked to Genevieve and almost cried when she said that the giant on the cliff wished that she was dead, and the lemmings on the cliff wished that they were dead. So the giant told the lemmings why they ought to live instead. When she thought up all the reasons that they ought to live instead, it made her reconsider all the sad thoughts in her head. So thank you, Genevieve, cause you take what is in your head. You make things that are so beautiful and share them with your friends. We all become important when we realize our goal should be to figure out our role within the context of the whole. And yeah, rock and roll is fun, but if you ever hear someone say you are huge, look at the moon, look at the stars, look at the sun, look at the ocean and the desert and the mountains and the sky. Say, I am just a speck of dust inside a giant's eye.
I am just a speck of dust inside a giant's eye. I am just a speck of dust inside a giant's eye.
And I don't wanna make her cry,
cause I like giants.
Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception.
To this current moon. song, let's sing a song. What can we sing?
Something stuck in my throat. That last song was Hot Rod by Dayglow. Dayglow was supposed to come to Spring Fling last year, if you weren't aware, and then his flight got canceled or something. It was kind of stupid. But we can still love his music. I also, you know, I want to dedicate that song to a very special someone who I hope is listening, because if not, I'm just embarrassing myself on air. This person... Sorry, they just texted me. This person, I love them so much. I'm running out of... They're so kind. I'm running out of words to say while improvising right now. But that wonderful person is Emma, who I think is listening. I love you. I don't know if you're listening, though, and I keep saying that, and everyone else who's listening is probably like, shut up, stop, and start playing music. So we're going to do that. This next song is Survive by Dr. Dog.
Here I am, Right. flame, keep the candle lit.
Just pause that one right in time to talk a little bit. The theme for today, if there is a theme ever, is sunshine. I think it's only 50 degrees outside, but it's so nice. It is such a refreshing 50 degrees. I was walking over here without a jacket on, just like t-shirt and pants, and it was so nice. I was reading something about that, and the reason why 50 degrees in late winter, early spring feels better than 50 degrees in the fall is because of the way our body like switches how we burn fat, I think. And so in the fall, we're not prepared for the cold. So we're just because we came off the summer. And so 50 degrees feels cold because we're like not using, I don't know, we're not trying to keep ourselves warm is pretty much the best explanation of that. But then in 50 degrees in late winter, early spring, we're thinking it's like vacation because our body is trying to keep us warm and it's like an active thing. I don't know. Watched a video on that. You should look it up. I can't even plug it because I don't know what the name of it is, but it was really cool. Last song was Opening by Dora Jar, and before that was Survive by Dr. Dog. This next song is going to be Poison Root by Alex G. Yeah.
smile, caught up in the twinkle, it could take a while, and
All right, that last song was Untitled by Kate Bollinger. Before that was Shark Smile by Big Thief, and then Poison Root by Alex G. We're at a pretty good halfway point, which means that I'm going to have to call AAA to jumpstart my car. However, this is also a good time for a PSA. So today I have the Fresh Fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits, like apples, can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Awesome. So, oh, there's a car. This next song is going to be Sci-Fi Wasabi, and then after that will be One Thing Left to Try.
The city for sci-fi wasabi. The start button has been pushed already. Obi-Wan Kenobi is waiting for me. In Union Square, my wheel needs repair. The bike lane's growing all over the city. My bike specializes in the nitty-gritty. New York City never had equality. It's reality, economic duality. Where are my amenities? Tell me my sanity. Ain't no analogy for individuality. I got immunity for multiplicity.
That's how we do it. You got your harmony.
Where's your identity?
Our name is stereotype in the name. I got to get the shit straight.
Your vision of stupidity is made of vanity. Keep your quality up in the sky.
There's a hole on Broadway. No control, it's in my way. I feel no gold, where's my soul? I got no respect for this game. There's a hole on Broadway. No control.
To find an alley anyway. My hair turns gray day by day.
Don't erase your points, you've got your pace. Don't waste your days, get your inner space.
Don't give me chase, I'm a St. Mark's place. Feeling so bully, no ravioli. I'm charging my energy, fresh as a daisy. Biologically, let your system know what's up. Here comes your twin hopper. You got home the nose of her water.
Pastor Bovic,
no wonder her fingers are smooth like butter. It's specific, no mind traffic.
Shibomato 1999.
I'm Miho Hattori, straight out of purgatory.
I, alright,
I'm passing on your right.
Hey,
don't be snob with me.
No aioli, surely no Moby. Obi-Wan Kenobi told me in the lobby.
Technically, I'm free and I can find a key.
There's a wall on Broadway. No control, it's in my way. I feel no gold, where's my soul? I got no reset for this game. There's a wall on Broadway. No control, it's in my way. I feel no gold, where's my soul? I got no reset for this game.
Our name is stereotyped with a name. I've got to get the shit straight. Can you relate, my mate? Don't be late, my gate is open. Downtown still sends me up in the sky.
There's a hole on Broadway. No control, it's in my way. I feel no gold, where's my soul? I got no reset for this game. There's a hole on Broadway. No control, it's in my way. I feel no gold, where's my soul? I got no reset for this game. There's a hole on Broadway. No control, it's in my way. I feel no gold,
Alright, so I've been playing a lot of MGMT, or as they're technically known, management, but like, it's MGMT. That last song was She Works Out Too Much, and before that, not MGMT, it was Marilou, but then song right before that one was One Thing Left to Try. And I think we have another MGMT song, if it's time permitting, so that'll be cool. I don't have much to say, except if you're listening and you know me and you want a shout out, because I love giving shout outs, please send me a text. Do not call or anything. Send me a text. Thank you.
Girl, are you okay? If you say I'm in control, and my actions serve to give my life meaning, does it have a meaning if I choose an action?
No.
Are my goals necessary, or do they just serve as a way to pass the time in an existence that began outside of my control?
No.
Does it matter?
No.
If I'm in my body, and you're in yours, yeah, with no way to swap, how could we ever truly be together?
Yeah.
No matter how hard I press my face into yours, a space remains. So am I alone?
Yep. Yeah. No. God, no.
If I can't choose to be born, and I'm meant to make my own rules, but I must die, is there a point?
No.
Yes.
If I can make up a point, is it valid?
No.
Can we all exist with our own set of purposes for living?
Yes.
Is anyone wrong?
No.
Is wrong even a factor?
No.
Is any reality fixed?
No.
Will I ever be able to see myself the way others see me?
No.
Where does my personal bias limit me?
Everywhere.
Will you judge me for asking?
Yes. Yeah.
Should I care?
Nope.
No.
Is it you?
No.
Is it you?
No.
Is it me?
Is it me?
No. Yes?
Once was a thought inside my head. Before I reach 30, I'd be dead. But somehow on and on I go. I keep on rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind. I'd straighten up and do just fine. Oh, but I still love rock and roll. I keep on rolling with the flow. All guys my age are raising kids. I'm raising hell just like you did. I got a lot of crazy friends. They forgive me of my sins. Be calling me a bum, but I'm still out there having fun. Jesus loves me, yes I know. So I keep on rolling with the flow. Keep on rolling. Like I did. I got a lot of crazy friends. They forgive me of my sins. Can't take it with you when you're gone, but I want enough to get there on.
This is Gwen, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception.
Oh yeah, good call.
You.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools.